Blackstone Audio presents The Devil's Cook by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1 Handclasp, which is not defined in the dictionary, connotes friendliness. If your dictionary has a gazetteer, you might find handclasp listed as a city. Population 125,407. In north-central United States. It is reasonable to assume that the founders of Handclasp named their settlement with fair visions of an inland oasis, in which the habitants would live in harmony with each other, and maybe even with the Indians. Alas for visions! Although there is no record of trouble with the Indians, there has been from time to time a generous dollop of it among the citizenry. Some of this trouble has been trivial, some has been serious, but most of it, as in the wider world, has been neither one nor the other. There has been a continuity of political wars, social antagonisms, personal vendettas, and marital shenanigans. Here and there in this haphazard chronicle of standard deviations, some of which went as far as the courts, an occasional item of gaudier aspect pops up. Like murder. The propaganda issued by the Chamber of Commerce to entice new industry will tell you that Handclasp has, in addition to parks, libraries, and wide streets, over 100 churches of various denominations and almost 50 elementary and secondary schools, public, parochial, and private. The inference is clear. Although dedicated to profits and progress, the Chamber is civilization conscious. If further proof is demanded, look at Handclasp University. Founded as a private institution in 1869, taken over by the city in 1893, and by the state in 1924, Handclasp University has grown into a flourishing association of 5 fully accredited colleges, boasting a total enrollment of nearly 7,000 students. On or near the campus, there are almost enough dormitories and fraternity and sorority houses to accommodate the enrollment. For the overflow, including tenant faculty members, there are convenient rooms in private houses carefully screened by the University Lodging Service and habitable apartment buildings. Of these, although it is not mentioned by the Chamber, the Cornish Arms is one. The grandest thing about the Cornish Arms is its name. Otherwise, it is fair to call it ordinary. It is a buff brick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?